T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. The report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller is out. It is extensive, and you know that we absolutely love our friend Jimmy Galliano, CNN's go-to guy for all matters law enforcement, retired supervisory special agent from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So why would we say to somebody we care so much about and like so much, sit down and read that whole stinking thing? Because he will understand what's in there. And Jimmy, thank you for doing all that.
Well, Jeff, first of all, as soon as I get my eyes to stop bleeding, I think I can have an intelligent conversation with you. And I don't want you to have a heart attack, because I want to know who to send the bill to for these billable hours. Is it WRVA or is it you personally?
Oh, you send it to me personally? I'll deliver your payment personally. How's that?
Well, look, I have done I've done yeoman's work, obviously trying to get through this, and I'm trying to do this without hearing outside takes, because I think sometimes if you just watch the news, or you just watch opinion folks, or even analysts like me talk about things, I tried to grind through it bereft of that to try to get my take on it. So I'm going to do the best job I can for you today, Jeff. I think I got some pretty interesting insight. If you're interested.
Oh, of course I'm interested. I have seen the headlines. If you are a right of center outlet, they are normally today headlined with complete and total exoneration for the president. The left of center headlines are 10 cases of obstruction, and I'm going to count on you, as you always do, to call balls and strikes. What's really in there?
So listen, what you just called is exactly the way that I see it. So you're basically inferring that this thing was a Rorschach test, and you're absolutely right. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder here. And look, I heard your open, Jeff, and I got to say, you are spot on with your assessment of William Barr. I have great respect for him. You know, I've certainly been critical of the president on occasion on your show when I thought it merited it. But this kind of notion that anybody that's associated with the president, even career public servants, you know, 30 years in the Department of Justice like Rod Rosenstein, and many, many years in public service like William Barr, including a second time at the helm as the attorney general, obviously not because he needs the money or the adulation. I thought you were spot on with that. And I got to say, in Washington, D.C., there's, I think, Cocaine Mitch McConnell needs to move over. There is a new tagline now, because it is Deadpan Billy, because when William Barr stepped up to the mic today, it was no nonsense. He didn't suffer fools. And I'm actually, Jeff, looking forward to hearing his congressional testimony, because he is every bit an adept person on his feet. He understands the law well. And no matter what anybody says about him being compromised, I believe he's a person that follows the Constitution and follows the rule of law. So that's my take on that. Now, okay. I'm sure you're interested to see what things kind of jumped out at me. And there's a couple of them I wanted to throw out at you. First, getting back to William Barr, I think the number one thing that kind of let out a lot of air and a lot of people's balloons was when he said there was no attempted exertion of executive privilege. Now, think about that. Mm-hmm. There was no attempted exertion of executive privilege, because so many people had been screeching that there was executive privilege was going to be used here. The president was going to step in. He was not going to allow this to be released. He was going to request that this be redacted. And the attorney general put that to rest. This was a decision that was made by folks at the top of the food chain at the Department of Justice, and Congress is going to get the full report. Mm-hmm. Full stop. So when you say that, all the screeching and the wailing and the gnashing of teeth about this was going to be a cover-up, it lands with a thud. There is full transparency here. And, Jeff, I got to say, I'm happy to see that. That's point number one. Then, my second point was this. There were some interesting things that I thought that the Attorney General hypothesized, and I'm sorry, not the Attorney General, that former Director Mueller, the special counsel, hypothesized. And I thought it was curious, and I wanted to get your take on it.
Okay.
I think it was somewhere in the 448 pages, somewhere in the 200s, he writes, Congress can permissibly criminalize obstructive conduct by the president. And then he lists three things that they can do so for: suborning perjury, intimidating witnesses, and fabricating evidence. But then he moves on and doesn't discuss one incident of the president suborning perjury, intimidating witnesses, or fabricating evidence. So it's almost like he throws it out there and just says, hey, take a sniff of this, but we don't have any facts that support that, but we're going to push it off to Congress. And I think, Jeff, you and I discussed this before.
Yeah.
I think from the get-go, this was always going to be a political process. It was always going to be, if anything was going to happen, it was going to be an impeachment proceeding, because
right.
there just wasn't anything there on the law related to conspiracy, because as we've talked before, collusion is not a crime, and there wasn't even collusion proved. That was a canard.
Right.
And then the obstruction of justice piece, reasonable people, and I think reasonable litigators, and I'm not an attorney, but mm-hmm. I certainly know a few, reasonable litigators can disagree on, did some of the conduct rise to an argument that you could make the case for obstruction of justice?
Mm-hmm.
I would argue no. I think a lot of folks that I appreciate, including Alan Dershowitz, who's
yeah.
certainly not somebody you would consider aligned with the conservatives, feels the same way, that there was no obstruction and there was no collusion proved there. So that's the bottom line. That's the main thing. There's a lot of other small points that I'd love to share with you, too, if you got a minute.
Absolutely. Please do.
Well, there were some things that were knocked down. I think one of the things that kind of called out some of the reporting. Do you remember in January, I think it was on January 18th, BuzzFeed came out with this huge scoop
yes.
that President Trump had personally instructed Michael Cohen to lie, to claim that the negotiations over Trump Tower in Moscow, he was to give a different date and suggest that it happened long before the campaign and obviously long before the presidency.
That's right.
Well, that was completely knocked down. And, you know, as I read it, here's the exact verbiage. The evidence available to us does not establish that the president in any way directed or aided Cohen's false testimony.
Mm.
And that's where you play the sad trombone, because it just completely knocks down something that had been put out there and was allowed to kind of fester. Now, people have suggested and said, you know, well, the president shouldn't have acted so angry, and he shouldn't have acted so, visibly upset about this, and he should have acted more presidential. And I look at this and saying, if you're dismissive of the way that he reacted, now, look, we can talk about how he does things and how he delivers things, but I want you to put yourself in his shoes, Jeff, and imagine that people called you a traitor,
right.
and people said that you conspired with a hostile nation. I imagine that you would probably be pretty upset about it yourself. And,
exactly.
and look, there have been so many disgraceful leaks attached to that investigation. You know, you had the leak of General Flynn's telephone call, I think, with Kislyak.
Mm-hmm.
You had the leak of the Oval Office conversation of Trump with some of the senior Russian delegation members. You had the Comey memo that was disgracefully leaked to the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the sordid and tawdry and unseemly details of the dossier leaked to the press. Those things were unconscionable, and they shaped a false public narrative. And that's what we're dealing with right now. And, Jeff,
yeah.
I can tell you you're going to want to talk when these things come out, but there are four whoppers coming up. The first is the IG's investigation into the Crossfire Hurricane FBI DOJ investigation into the Russian meddling into the 2016 election.
Right.
The IG is going to come down. I think he's going to come down hard. You've got the Senate looking into the same. You've got the Attorney General now mentioning that his office is also looking into the same. And you got United States Attorney Huber out in Utah doing some similar investigations. You've got four major investigations that come down. And, you know, I've never been a fan of the term deep state, Jeff, but I'm going to say that there are going to be some acknowledged mistakes that hopefully we can go back and fix so that something like this canard, never happens again.
Wow. Now, Jimmy, let me ask you this, and let me remind everybody, we're chatting with Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, the go-to guy for all matters law enforcement on CNN. I've seen some of the report where they're talking about how the president tried to pressure other people to fire Special Counsel Mueller, or there was something about James Comey, and none of it worked. Now, ultimately, the president had the power to fire Mueller anytime he wanted to, and he didn't. And he had the power to get rid of James Comey for whatever reason. I don't like the color of your tie today. You got to go.
Yeah, that's kind of where the big legal debate is right now, Jeff. One is, and smart legal people on both sides of this issue, you know, can make very compelling arguments. And one of the arguments is, if there's no underlying crime, then you can't obstruct justice. But there are people that look at it from the opposite end of that and say, no, those type of crimes, you know, whether it's a cover-up or suborning perjury or fabricating evidence or intimidating witnesses, those things can still exist even if there is no underlying crime. That's something that can be debated. And I'm not suggesting that the president did any of those three things that I just mentioned.
Right.
So that's a big piece with how people are going to look at this. The second piece is, and I've heard it, you know, I've heard it discussed over the last couple of weeks that this was going to be something that was going to come out. And I did read some of this, where particularly the president's conversations with Don McGahn, his personal counsel, the president's personal lawyer, not the attorney general, but the president's personal counsel. And the president made comments to him. Now, look, I would argue whether it's Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, or Donald Trump, a president should be entitled to have private conversations with senior advisors, and he should be able to exert executive privilege. Now, the difference is if he's talking about a crime or if there's fraud or corruption or treason or some type of traitorous act, obviously that's not protected in that attorney-client privilege and that executive privilege.
Right.
But in this instance, McGahn is interviewed and he talks about the president, you know, discussing whether or not you know, the special prosecutor Robert Mueller should be removed from office.
Right.
Well, basically, Robert Mueller's finding there again, it was a, well, if it had happened, I guess you could suggest that it might be determined to be obstruction of justice, but the president discussed it with his attorney, and his attorney told him that was not a good idea, and then the president said, well, that's not what I meant. I meant should we look at this and
right.
see if this is right. So people are going to get dialed up and tied up in knots over the actual verbiage here. But for Robert Mueller, somebody that you know I have immense respect for,
yes.
and I told you from the beginning when we talked about this, if there was pain to bring, he would bring it. And if there was no there, he would proudly put forth the report and say, we investigated this exhaustively for 2 years, and there's no there. And that's exactly what he did. The only frustrating part is the punt on obstruction of justice. I think Mr. Nadler, and I think Mr. Swalwell, and I think Mr. Schiff, and maybe even Ms. Pelosi, but I think that there will be folks in Congress that are licking their chops now to pull out a portion here, a portion there, and to use that to draft articles of impeachment. Jeff, you heard it here first.
Well, that was the question that I wanted us to go out on. I have some Democrats saying, hey, let's talk about health care. And then I have other Democrats right about now saying, geez, this is actually a blueprint for impeachment. So you're saying, as a result of this, look for impeachment.
Yeah, and as I've maintained from the beginning, Jeff, I think the president's exposure is going to be far more onerous once he leaves office. I do believe that he may face some exposure on the tax end. And I've not seen anything, and I'm not speaking from, you know, I've seen evidence of this, that, and the other. But I imagine a man in his position that's been in New York for as long as he has, that's made as many deals as he had, that if you go through line by line and you put a special prosecutor or you put an attorney general, you put an assistant United States attorney on it, they'll find something. And I always thought that the hush money payments, people can look at those things differently, and some can look at them and say, nope, they're not, and other people could look at that and suggest, yes, that was federal election campaign finance fraud. Again, I'm not an attorney, but I've heard the arguments on both sides. I've often thought that the president was going to face an exposure, was going to be on that. And I'll go back to my original thing, which was this report basically proves that the collusion canard was just that.
Mm.
And the obstruction of justice, to your opening here, is going to be in the eye of the beholder. It's going to be a Rorschach test for everybody, Jeff.
Wow. Jimmy, thank you so much for plodding through it and for being with us. We always value your time and your appearances. Thank you, my friend.
Appreciate you having me, Jeff. Take care.
You got it. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. You heard Jimmy's insight there, 448 pages. For us, he read it, huh? What a great guy. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.